Hey everyone, it's episode 6 of No Doubt Available, the Save Game Podcast. I'm Jen, this is Tosh. Hi Tosh, how's it going?
Hello. Yeah, not too bad.
So, PlayStation 4, that's happening.
Apparently, yeah. I don't know if anybody's noticed it, but that did happen.
Was that
a small thing, you know?
Was that just a little thing, this next-gen console that people are coming out with? Like, I want it to be able to make me a sandwich and give me orgasms, but...
No, I don't think
I'm not sure that's going to happen.
PS5.
I'll wait. It'll be good.
See, if Microsoft did it, they'd charge you.
Yeah, I was really enjoying... I was at work while all of this was happening, so I just had to watch the, like, live updates as they went going through. So there was a lot of, like, information and some misinformation and, you know, a lot of... cool things, but I'm really excited about this.
As am I. It's actually very interesting what they're doing. They seem to be taking it in a different direction, and I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm excited because even though it's not backwards compatible, which I know a lot of people are really kind of pissed off about because, you know, you have a lot of PlayStation 3 titles. I don't. So I'm excited
totally
for the,
you.
It's totally all about me. So I'm excited about the prospect of getting this new console and then possibly down the line being able to download some of their... I'm not sure if that's exactly how they're going to do it, but that seems to be the sort of general consensus that they're going to offer those earlier titles for download. Mm. So,
oh, I mean, they've done that for the PS3.
Well, I mean, like the PS2...
Yeah, for PS2.
See,
yeah.
I'm just so unfamiliar with it. You know, I have PS3, and of course, I've played some of the exclusives because why wouldn't I? You know, like
because I made you.
Yeah, you're like you need to get a PlayStation 3 only to play the Uncharted series, and then I did, and I pretty much played only the Uncharted series. yeah, but I'm looking forward to the PS4 for that reason because you know I didn't buy a lot of PlayStation 3 games, so it's like I have it, but I don't really use it. So if I really want to play the PlayStation 3 games, I won't be buying them twice.
Yes, and see, I have the complete opposite problem in that my PlayStation 3 is my core gaming machine.
Right.
So all of the games that I have are on the PlayStation 3. So at the moment, I've probably got maybe 250 plus games on the PlayStation 3.
Yikes.
So. Yeah, I'm probably going to be looking at what PS4 does about the whole backwards compatibility and the fact that it's not.
So you're because less otherwise, excited than I am.
I'm less excited about that part, but I'm still just as excited about other things that they've mentioned that the PS4 will be doing.
Yeah.
I'm quite excited that they've ditched the cell and that now they're going to have a different processor because you know what it's called?
What is it?
Jaguar.
It's called Jaguar. Okay, you said Jaguar, and I heard Jack You Off. Like four
no.
times in a row, I heard that.
Jaguar? That would be very awkward if I was talking to anybody else.
It's called Jack You Off, and I really thought that was like a marketing thing, and I was going to be like, wow, they're really taking it there. Okay. Maybe I wasn't joking about the sandwiches and orgasms.
No, Jaguar, like the cat.
Rawr. Okay. And what is that again? I'm sorry, I totally cut you off, but you were explaining what Jaguar is.
Are you ready to get your geek on?
Yes, please.
It's a single chip custom processor, which is an A8664 AMD Jaguar with 8 cores.
Uh-huh.
It's sexy.
It sounds sexy.
Yeah. Get excited because that's sexy.
Yes. See, I am absolutely the gamer that has no idea about any of the tech specs about anything. You can tell me that there's a wizard inside of it and I would believe you.
Well, you know the GPU that the PlayStation 4 is going to come with will be able to make 1.84 trillion calculations a second.
That's a lot... of calculations.
I know.
And I'm looking here, I'm looking at the processor information. A GPU compatible with of nearly 2 teraflops.
Yeah, teraflops is a funny
What
word.
in the
I love
shit is a teraflop?
it. It's a
Just tell
really
me a
fun
wizard
word.
lives inside of it.
Yep, pretty much.
I knew it. I knew it. So magical.
Whimsical.
So it looks like it's going to be really beautiful.
Yes, we hope it is going to look good because the one thing that Sony didn't actually show off was what the PlayStation 4 looked like.
Oh, you mean the hardware? Yeah.
Yeah.
They were like,
Yeah.
hey, here's this new thing that we're doing. But no, you can't see it. That's like going
Yeah,
to a
here's the
car show
controller.
and keeping it behind the curtain. Like, this is
Yeah.
what our car can do. No, you can't see it yet.
Yeah. But you can have a look at the steering wheel. Here it is. And
Yeah. Yeah, here's the controller.
I mean, it's a nice looking controller. I like it.
So we haven't actually seen that yet, but I have a feeling it's going to be nice and sleek. I have the big clunky PS3, like the really early on one.
Oh, you have the PS, the big one.
Yeah, I have the big one that when I first got okay, so I got this TV, like media stand thing specifically so that in the future I could get a PS3 because I wanted a PS3. So I got this new thing, and then like a month later I just got a PS3, and then it was too tall to fit in the thing. So it was like awkwardly teetering on one part of the TV stand on top of things while this little empty section was left. So I'm looking forward to a slimmer design.
Yes.
Yes, I don't have that TV stand anymore because it ruined everything.
So it wasn't a teraflop, it was just a flop.
It was just a flop. It was
Yeah.
8 gigabytes of
Flop.
flop or RAM or whatever. Yeah, so I tell me all the tech specs you want, and people get really excited about this, and I hear it, and I know that it's impressive. And if I needed to look at it for any reason, I could figure it out. But generally, what I'm hearing a lot of the time is a lot of gibberish and me going, is it gonna look pretty? Because I want it to look pretty.
And sleek. PlayStations usually look quite sleek.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of chrome, there's a lot of shiny stuff, there's a lot of black.
I'm
So I
half
think that's what it'll look like.
expecting it to be wearing like a leather corset now.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
Yeah, maybe that'll be an extra.
yeah. But the
But, you know,
graphics too
yes.
are
Yes.
going to be beautiful, and you and I are both very excited about the Witcher, right?
Yes,
As
The Witcher
Witcher
3 will be
3
on PlayStation
will
4.
be on PlayStation 4. You were very upset that they didn't announce some sort of Uncharted 4.
Yeah, I was really upset because I was at work when they were doing all the announcements, and on my Twitter feed, I was like, okay, as soon as they announce Uncharted 4, can somebody please tweet me because I would like to see shirtless Nathan Drake. And there was neither shirtless Nathan Drake nor Uncharted 4 announced, and I was very upset
I love
because.
how, A, you've just decided that Uncharted 4 is a definite thing,
Yeah, we'll have to be.
and B, you've also decided that at some point in the game, Nathan Drake is going to be shirtless.
Well, he has to be because I think it's very unfair that the only time we've seen shirtless Nathan has been in a comic book. That's not even 2D.
Can you imagine if they had showed that off? If you would, like, his stubble would have been in such like beautiful high definition.
There would have been like a sheen on his naked chest because I'm going to assume they would have got him just as he's like walked out of a pool.
Mean, the game rides itself. Like, they should be paying
Yeah.
you.
I know, we
Naughty
should be
Dog
on
should be
writing
paying
team.
you to write this.
It would just be this 14-year-old fan fiction of Nathan Drake shirtless in all these instances.
Yeah, so I mainly just picture like the PS3 sitting around right now, eating ice cream, kind of crying.
But
Because
you know
it's
what the funny thing is? They
old.
announce a PS4 And some developers have already started talking about the PS5.
It's like, stop, just slow down. Like, I'm not gonna.
PS4 hasn't even been really shown yet, and they're already talking about the PS5. The
Hasn't
poor
been shown.
PS4.
They don't know what kind of bugs are gonna happen with it in the first like couple of months of its release. Like, what if it sucks? What if they like, what if it comes out and they're like, "Where this was not ready." They can't go making a PlayStation 5 unless that's what they're
PlayStation
gonna up.
4.1.
I'm very excited that Joe has been trying to get to you. He's been trying to get this off the ground. The word PlayStation, but with the A's replaced with fours. I mean, he's been really pushing for it on Twitter. I don't know if people are even doing it, or if somebody else is doing it, or if we're just gonna pretend that he came up with it if they are. But it's clever, and I enjoy how much he's behind it.
He really wants the support. So if we've got our 30 listeners currently,
Yes. Hello to
if you're
all of
on
you.
this, hello, if you're on Twitter and you want to support, PlayStation 4 with the A's replaced by fours, just do that as a tag.
Plorption.
Yes, just do that as a tag, PlayStation 4, and then just at save game online, and then we'll know that there's support, and Joe will be happy.
Yes. So you didn't get to actually watch the live. Did you watch any of the live stream at all? I know. I think we were both at work while it was happening, but did you
Yeah,
watch?
no, I was at work, so I was just relying on my Twitter feed, which consisted of facts and people squeeing and people saying, "Oh my God, that's the best thing ever."
Yeah, they were all
Especially,
hyperventilating over it.
yeah, especially when they announced that there's a share button on the controller,
Oh,
which will allow
yeah,
players
that's.
to upload screenshots and video clips of their gameplay.
And live stream, which is
Yeah.
really interesting because, I mean, that's something that I've always got. Not that I really live stream my playthroughs or anything, but that's
Well,
such a cool integration that.
it is really cool. And I mean, currently you can live stream PC gameplay quite easily, but console gameplay, it's much more difficult
Yeah, not yeah.
to live stream that, So most of the time when people are talking about live streams, they'll be talking about PC gameplay. So it'd be very interesting to see how they do it. And I'm very glad actually that they seem to have gone on the social track, as opposed to this whole motion control, motion censoring stuff that, the Wii made so popular. And I'm very glad about that because I never really got into all that motion control Kinect move stuff.
No, I like the Kinect dance games, but generally speaking, if I'm playing a video game, I'm still of the opinion that I need to be sitting on my couch, comfortable,
Exactly. Exactly.
but
And that really, to be fair, that's never really worked well. It's still been a little kind of weird when you do it. So I'm
So
glad that they.
maybe they're moving away from it a little bit. Probably not, but
Well, I mean, they have announced that they still have that eye camera thing, whatever it is, but hopefully they're not going to put such a big emphasis on it as they did before.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they have announced some good games, or they've shown trailers of games that look quite interesting. Watch Dogs.
Killzone Shadowfall was
Yes.
announced, and Infamous Second Son. Interesting.
Son.
The
Yes.
infamous that infamous is happening there.
Yes. And Deep Down from Capcom. I really do hope they change that name because I think there'll be some people who buy that game expecting something else and not quite getting that.
I'm very, very excited about Watch Dogs, and I actually did not know that that was going to be a PS4 title. So I thought
It
Watch
looks
Dogs was going to
exciting.
be, I thought it was going to be PS3. And in fact, I had kind of totally forgotten about Watch Dogs for a while, and now I'm remembering. Oh, yeah, no, that's definitely one I want to check out. But I guess in order to do that, I will have to get the PS4, which I plan on doing.
Yeah, I'm going to get it anyway. But
Yeah.
Watch Dogs does look fascinating. However, I know as a psychologist that I'm probably going to have a couple of issues with Watch Dogs because watching their little playthrough of it during the presentation, they did show that you could click on any person in the game world and it gave them or gave you a very quick rundown of their previous history and who they were as a person. As a psychologist, I feel like when I play through this game, I'm going to have to go and find every single person in the game world and find out what their previous history was.
You are going to lose your life to this game.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm a little bit nervous
you
about that.
You might not be allowed to play this game.
No, I don't know if I'll be able to. Because I'll just be walking around going, what's that person doing? Oh, that homeless bum. What's his story?
We will have to come to Australia and knock on your door and drag you out of the house because you have been obsessed with learning the entire case history of that guy at the bus stop.
Yep. Pretty much. But it'll be an enjoyable descent to madness. Speaking of madness, they also announced Drive Club, and boy, was the guy who announced that excited about that game.
Do tell.
Like, oh, he was just really, really excited about Drive Club.
He was just really into sex with cars, is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he spent, as Joe lovingly detailed in his article, the guy spent 5 minutes talking about fabric patterns and stitching.
Oh, yes. Yes, the floor. Like, yeah. the fabric of the carpet on the interior of the car. Yeah. You know what, PS4? I don't need it to be that detailed. I'm not sure I need my driving game to be that detailed.
I don't need my driving game to be that detailed, but, you know, if they would like to make Nathan Drake's chiseled perfection of a torso that detailed in Uncharted 4, I would be okay with that.
We have painstakingly added every little chest hair in HD.
And, you know, if they want to do that for Geralt as well, that's cool too.
So what else about PlayStation 4 that we've been told?
Oh, Destiny will be coming out on PlayStation 4. Mm-hmm. Bungie's next foray into the console market.
Another thing that Joe is very excited about. We should have had Joe on this week so he could fanboy about the Bungie stuff, because he's been carefully watching Bungie, as you know, through our Bungie watch. Updates.
He has been. He is a bit of a fan, but it's good because I'm happy because I really don't know much about Bungie.
Neither
so
do I, but
it's good that we've got that coverage in Joe, because Bungie is pretty much like Nintendo for me. It's a different language. But yes, Destiny does look quite interesting. It looks very blue.
It does. And Blizzard also said that Diablo 3 would be coming to the PS4.
Yes.
That's interesting. A PC game coming to... Well, I mean, not a PC game coming to PS3, but Blizzard... But Diablo coming to PS4 is just like, wow, everybody's jumping on this next-gen console train here.
I feel like people are going to get confused because there's a lot of 3s and 4s sort of moving around. You've got Diablo 3 for the PS4. You've got Witcher 3 for the PS4.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of 3s and 4s mixing around, and I don't know if it's going to be good.
Are they really going to call the new Xbox 720?
I hope they don't.
I really
when
think
they
don't.
Call it when yeah what was a working title?
Oh, I didn't know that there was a working title, but I hear tale, like the whispers around are that they will probably be talking about that or unveiling it sometime in April. So
well, Sony was very smart because they've pretty much hit the ground running, and mm-hmm. now I mean, Sony's with the PlayStation 4 is what everybody's talking about. So regardless of what Microsoft does now, they're going to have to play catch-up.
Yeah. I was wondering who was going to announce first.
Well, see, I thought it would be Microsoft because the Xbox 360 came out a year or 2 years prior to the PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
And usually the PlayStation consoles have around a 10-year lifespan. Mm-hmm. You know, they keep making games for them for 10 years and then they just sort of retire them.
Right.
So they've gone in a little bit earlier with the PlayStation 4 because the PlayStation 3 certainly hasn't been around for 10 years.
Because they seemed like they were kind of like, okay, we got to catch up, we got to be ahead of the curve. And then they were just, now they're suddenly kind of like, no, you guys can announce first, that's cool.
Yeah, well, I think Sony's done a fantastic job because everybody is now talking about the PlayStation 4.
Yeah, and I also think that Sony, generally, the PlayStation console is more of a it's kind of like the Apple to Microsoft's PC in its sleekness and its
And it's quirky.
prettiness and its, you know, like it's a little hip. I am a Xbox gamer first and foremost usually. It's not like I'm in a console war. I don't care. I literally, disclaimer, I don't give a shit which console you like or what you think is better or anything. So I'm not don't want to incite any crazy debates because I think that's stupid when people fight about that. But yeah, I
Screenshot
generally,
cast.
like, objectively speaking, I think the look and the graphics of the PlayStation and Sony are better.
Yes, me too. And the
And
console, I just looks better. And I get irritated because I've got one of those Xbox 360s, you know, the shiny ones, and it collects dust like nobody's
Oh
business, and I
God,
always have
yeah.
to wipe it down. It's disgusting.
Well, plus you know, like the odds of it, the red rings of death happening are like 2 to 1.
Well, you know what? The one thing that I like about the Xbox over the PlayStation 3 is the controller, because I find the controller is a lot easier to hold, and
They
it's a lot.
are. I had to really get used to the smaller controller for the PlayStation. Because the Xbox One is so big and clunky that when you go back to it, I also had no idea what I was doing when I first started playing on it. I'm like, what is this circle, square, triangle shit? I have no idea what this is. And I had, you know, I had PS, the first PlayStation and then PS2 and stuff. But it's just, it was so long since I played any of it.
But I mean, if you look at it, I bring that up because if you look at the new PlayStation 4 controller, the picture that we have on the website, it is looking a lot more like the Xbox 360 controller.
I mean, I like having something to, yeah, I mean it's definitely, it's kind of funny actually that the picture of the controller. It's just I was just gonna say I like having a little more to grab onto. That sounds
That's what she
funny.
said.
Oh my God, on that note.
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up because now I'm starting to get tired and I'm hearing myself make accidental dirty jokes. So,
Accidental.
yes,
Yes.
accidental.
Accidental. Well, thank you very much for listening. Make sure that you're checking our Twitter because we currently have multiple competitions going on.
Yes, and you guys want to win competitions, especially
And they.
here in Australia.
Yes, especially because they're to enter, it's as easy as retweeting and following us.
It's that easy, you
You
guys.
don't even have to think.
You
You
just
just
have to
retweet.
pretend to be our friends, and we will
Yeah,
win things.
that's always the way it is with us. We are friends. We love you.
All right, everyone. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
And goodbye.
Bye.